king once reigned beyond the seas, as we in ancient stories find, who no fair face could ever please. He cared not for womankind. He despised the sweetest beauty and the greatest fortune too. At length he'd married to a beggar. See what Cupid's dart can do. The blinded boy that shoots so trim did to his closet window steal, and drew a dart and shot at him, and made him soon his power feel. He that never cared for women, but did females ever hate, at length was smitten, wounded, sounded, for a beggar at his gate. For mark what happened on a day, as he looked from his window high, he spied a beggar all in gray, with two more in her company. She was fancy soon inflamed, and his heart was grieved sore. What must I have her, court her, crave her, that I never loved before? This noble prince of high renown did to his chamber straight repair, and on his couch he laid him down, oppressed with lovesick grief and care. Ne'er was monarch so surprised. Here I lie, her captive slave, while I will to her court and woo her. She must heal the wound she gave. Then to his palace gate he goes. The beggars crave his charity. A purse of gold to them he throws. With thankful hearts away they hie. But the king he called her to him, though she was but poor and mean. His hand did hold her while he told her she should be his stately queen. At this she blushed scarlet red, and on this mighty king did gaze, then straight again as pale as lead. Alas, she was in such a maze. Hand in hand they walked together, and the king did kindly say that he respect her. Straight they decked her in most sumptuous rich array. He did appoint the wedding day, and likewise then commanded straight the noble lords and ladies gay upon his gracious queen to wait. She appeared a splendid beauty, all the court did her adore, and the marriage with a carriage, as if she had been queen before. Her fame through all their realms did ring, although she came from parents' did bear one son and ache no more. Blessing that he lived and reigned in peace.